This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Search Update.
Urban Meyer, officially the coach of the Jags. Robert Saleh, officially the coach of the Jets. Arthur Smith looks like he's going to be the coach of the Falcons. Texans going to talk to Brandon Staley in the next few days. Jack Easterby not going anywhere per John McClain. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. The Texans can still give me everything that I care about when it comes to the organization. And this is why I'm ready. If Cal McNair, and again, I understand why you would be hesitant to trust that Jack Easterby is going to stay away from personnel. Mm-hmm. But if Nick Caserio truly is going to be in charge of personnel, which he said, which Cal McNair has said, the Texans can still give me everything I think they need. And that is, number one, a franchise quarterback, assuming that Deshaun's still here. And that's the assumption I'm making here. If it's between Easterby and Deshaun, mm-hmm. I'm picking Deshaun every time. But assuming that Deshaun is on board and everything's cool and Cal is correcting his screw-up, they can give me that. And they can give me the two things they've needed the most the last 2 years. A personnel guy who can make trades and draft guys, and a coach who can coach his way out of a paper bag.
Yeah.
We are about to be in the divisional round right now. Even with all of this chaos and all of this BS that we've been put through around here, if last year in the divisional round, that butt-chin blowhard Bill O'Brien wouldn't have wet the bed and pissed down his navy blue khaki pants when the Texans were up 24-0 and didn't have a play, we could be talking about a team that was in the Super Bowl last year that beat the Tennessee Titans. If Bill O'Brien, the general manager, had not made the stupid moves that he and Jack Easterby, I will add, made, then all of this drama, all this stuff behind the scenes, all this conniving would have been all for nothing. That's what I care about, and I think that that's what the Texans have needed the most. And if Nick Caserio can handle that, and if he can hire a coach that can coach his way out of a paper bag, that's all I need to be happy. That's all that I want from the Houston Texans. I don't care about the business operations. That's not my job to worry about that. They mm-hmm. can handle that. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about that. Mm-hmm. All I care about is having a GM and a coach and a quarterback. Those are the three things, and I feel like there's a chance. Mm-hmm. And I get where you're coming from, where a lot of the loopholes are coming from. We'll give you guys a chance to sound off. 713-572-4610. Time is money, though. Get right to it when we get you on the air. If those three things can happen, the Texans have gotten everything they possibly could have asked for and everything they've needed since Bill O'Brien became king.
I can't emphasize enough, Caserio, I feel, is very qualified to be a good general.
Say that one more time for me.
Caserio is very qualified to be a good general manager.
Repeat it like Mike Jones.
Say what? Who?
Say it again. Say it again for me, because I feel like you're being hard on my guy Caserio.
No, I've never been hard on him. I've been very consistent with this. I like him. I think he's qualified. I talk about his resume. He's ready. He's going to be a good general manager. So to your point, that's a step in the right direction, right? Can't be worse than B.O.B. and Jack Easterby. Remember that last name. The next coach, Brandon Staley. Who in this entire city were the first ones to say, you know, this dude right here, Brandon Staley, He might be the answer.
Got a mirror I can borrow?
It was you and me.
Okay.
I think it was me first. But either way, it was you and me.
Two-way mirror.
It was you and me. So, yes, Caserio, I'm in. Brandon Staley, I'm in. But it's always kind of awkward when you use someone's words against them. But I think it's appropriate here. You said Jack Easterby is the owner.
I did.
You said that yesterday.
I did.
Well, if Jack Easterby is the owner, and let me take it a step further, because I think you're right. He is pulling the strings. And Cal
is not going anywhere.
And Cal is doing what Jack Easterby wants.
And just to clarify, I said that because, and I think this has come to the forefront now in the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
I said that because whenever you're frustrated with an owner, you accept the reality that he's not going to get fired.
Correct. And you were right. All right? So here, let me take it a step further. Jack Easterby is Nick Caserio's boss. Jack Easterby, Nick Caserio would not be here without Jack Easterby. So that is where I just can't get on board with your point. It's a good point. I'm down with those guys.
And I get your skepticism.
I just can't. If he's basically kind of running the show for Cal McNair, maybe Cal is reluctant to make a big decision, you know? If he's the, quote, owner, as you put it, and if he is Nick Caserio's boss, as I believe he is, because Nick Caserio owes him for this job, he's not going to step back. Are you kidding me? He's not going to take a step back. After all the power he's gained, his entire persona is to gain power and trust of powerful and rich people.
Man,
he's got it.
But he sucked at personnel, man.
Yes, and that's why I'm skeptical.
But don't you think his power can be placed elsewhere because he knows that he sucked at personnel? And Nick Caserio knows that he sucked at personnel. So if he can just stay out of the way there, I think we can be okay.
But let me tell you, let me ask you
this. I'm with you on that. I'm with you on the skepticism about Jack Easterby. I want 100% get that. But I also think you got to give the fans credit. Because if the fans have just shut up and not said anything about Easterby, and if Andre hadn't said anything about Easterby and he'd just been able to go about his way, I think that what you're saying right now, I think the chances, I don't know that I would say that it would happen, but I think they would increase. The fans didn't run Easterby out of town. But I think they did at least add an ounce of accountability to where Cal McNair feels the need to tell John McClain, he's going to join us in 9 minutes, that Caserio is 100% in charge of personnel.
But let me ask you this. So if those two things are true, he's kind of the owner, air quotes, and he's Nick Caserio's boss, is Nick Caserio really going to say, like, he's got a personnel meeting, a draft meeting, a meeting about free agents or whatever, And Jack Easterby says, hey, man, I want to sit in on that. Is he going to say, nah, we don't need you. Get out. No way. No way is he going to tell Jack Easterby that. No way at all. And that's where I'm out, that Jack Easterby is still here.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to, like, put a lock at the door and say, Jack, don't come in here. I just don't think he's going to listen to Easterby. I think he's going to be in charge of it, and Easterby might monitor. We'll see. 713-572-4610. I'm buying in with Caserio. Let's go to the loophole. 713-572-4610. Get right into it. Let's go. Sam, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing today?
Terrible.
Hey, look, all I'm trying to say is Jack was there before Caserio. So my thing is, let Caserio smooth everything over. Let him try to get everything together, put the pieces in place, and then let him go back into a watch cabinet somewhere and just let him sit back there, you know? I mean, because basically, like you said, he is the owner, but Cal didn't know what he was doing in the beginning. So he had to have somebody. And now that he has somebody, Cal, which is Caserio, he can go back to doing what he's doing. And Watson is not going anywhere.
No.
And I'll hang up and I'll listen.
There you go. I'm with you. And that's the optimistic way to look at it. Again, I understand not trusting Easterby. I am believing that Caserio is in charge of personnel. I don't think Nick Caserio is going to come here and let Jack Easterby be his right-hand man in personnel. I think he's going to put together a staff. I think we're going to hear about, you know, some scouts coming in. We're going to hear about Caserio bringing in some guys. And he's going to be overseeing this thing. And you got to get Deshaun on board. That is very, very important to get Deshaun on board. The presence of Easterby is low-hanging fruit for media types. And it's well-deserved because he has brought it on himself with everything that's gone on in the questions that are there. So if they are willing to roll with the presence, if they are willing to make it clear that he is going to go back to doing what he was doing before, who says no? Now, who believes it is another thing? 713-572-4610. Let's go to Janice. Janice, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
All right.
Please hear me out. It's going to be a little lengthy, but here's the thing. Cal appears to be a dude that's not the sharpest tool in the shed, so I'm going to have to spell it out for him. Easterby arrived in Houston April of 2019. 2 months later, Brian Gain, June of 2019, Brian Gain was out. 2 months later, Clowney was released. 5 months later, January 20th, Chris Olsen was released. 2 months later, D-Hop was traded. Look, Jack preaches Christianity, but the culture they are seeking is pure, wholesome guys. Easterby is the judge and jury regarding who meets those standards. This dude has got to go. I believe Jack helped Janice and Cal through Bob's passing, and they feel they owe him something. So I think that's why he's still there. But this dude is a sneaky, backstabbing, hypocritical snake, and all in the name of power and title. This dude should have been gone when Bob was when Billy Boy was fired. If Deshaun is traded, the Texans fans will be hated just like they did Bud Adams when he picked up the Oilers and moved to Tennessee. At the end of the day, go get Eric Bieniemy or Staley as your head coach, and let's turn this around.
There you go, Janice. That is a hell of a phone call. There was nothing lengthy about that. That was one of the most efficient phone calls we've gotten in a very long time. Look, nobody is going to deny, and your timeline was laid out perfectly. I couldn't have done that any better myself.
Do you have a rundown?
And
I do appreciate your phone call.
When Andre says nothing good has happened since Easterby got here, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
She laid it out for you perfect. That is 100% true. This isn't about that. This is about, right now, trusting Nick Caserio to make the right moves. Jack Easterby walked into NRG, pulled down his pants, and took a dump all over that stadium. That's what he did. Now, hopefully they got the pooper scooper out. Hopefully Jack's going to go back in the corner. Maybe they give him a diaper, and Nick Caserio can handle the big boy duties of personnel. That's my hope.
It's my hope.
But hope is not a plan. I will say that. Exactly. A wise man once told me, hope is not a plan. But that's my hope, and that's where I'm at, OG.
Look, I'm not saying I don't agree with your hope. I'm saying I think it's an impossibility, not even unlikely. I think it's an impossibility. Janice could not have laid it out any better right there. And, you know, this whole point of the higher calling, as I mentioned earlier this week, I really believe that's what the Texans are doing, and Jack Easterby is a part of that. I also feel she hit on something which you and I have both heard. It's hard to really, you know, to verify these things because it's a feeling, it's an opinion, it's a mood. I think Cal McNair and Janice McNair might have gotten a lot of comfort and prayer and guidance from Jack Easterby at a very, very low point in their lives when Bob McNair died. I think that's a possibility. Absolutely it is. And it's hard to just say, you know, for someone to help carry you through all that and then just say you're out of here. But hard is what NFL owners' jobs are. You know, that would be my response to you, Janice. He should have already made the hard decision, and now he's doubling down on the easy decision.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. It's going to be a hard act to follow right there with my girl Janice. That's going to be hard for you, but I'm sure the loopholes are up to the task. Shout out to them. If you listen, you are one. Football Friday here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Jack Easterby, not going anywhere. To quote John McClain, hashtag fire Easterby, not going to happen. We'll hear from John McClain. We'll hear for some loopholes next.
Not going to happen.
From the Twin Peaks studio, it's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Presented by Carbox Hoppadillo IPA. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
All right, Jack Easterby not going anywhere per John McClain. Urban Meyer going to Jacksonville. Arthur Smith looks like he could be going to ATL. Peace up, A-Town down. Shout out to Young Jeezy. That's the only time I'll ever do that. And shout out to Robert Saleh on his new job with the Jets. The dream scenario dead. John McClain joins us right now. John, we just want to get right into it. We started the show off saying that Jack Easterby wasn't going anywhere. You confirmed that. You actually spoke with Cal McNair. What did you and Cal talk about? And tell us as much as you can about the conversation you had with the Texans owner.
Well, first of all, it's all in my story on Texas Sports Nation. I'll be writing about it in the Chronicle tomorrow. I started trying to get in touch with Cal Tuesday when Andre Johnson had that controversial tweet about Easterby, and I couldn't get him to do an interview. And the last 2 days, it started to get out around the country and locally that Easterby could be on his way out. So I tried to get him for that. Finally, he agreed to do it. And he said he's not going anywhere. And he disclosed that he's, I guess, exchanged tweets with Watson, and Watson will be involved in the coaching search like he'd originally planned. And he said the scrutiny on Jack is really unjustified. But it's obvious Cal McNair likes Jack Easterby and thinks he does a great job. I think Easterby, I don't know why anybody would want to put up with the grief that he's putting up with. I would ask for a few million and walk away and start over somewhere else, but he's not going anywhere. And no matter what the media or the fans think, he's going to be right here. And it doesn't matter how much people criticize him, players, anything else, Easterby is not going anywhere. And, of course, Deshaun's not either.
Well, you mentioned Deshaun. I'm fascinated by that aspect of it. You know, put aside, I know it's hard to do, all the other people that reportedly in the building that reportedly are uncomfortable with Jack Easterby here. They got to take care of Deshaun, whether it's the communication or whether it's Easterby, because he did kind of co-sign, not kind of, he kind of co-signed the Andre tweet. How are they going to handle, what's your feeling on how they're handling and getting Deshaun back in the loop?
I don't know. Cal wouldn't tell me what was said in the text. He said we keep that internally. And he also said that here's what I think. I was wanting him to hire Robert Saleh. He was my first choice. Eric Bieniemy, he'd be fine. He's still out there and can't interview anywhere else until the Chiefs are done. And I asked Cal, why did you not reach out to him last week? He said, we're hiring a GM, and the GM has got his list, and we're waiting for Nick's list, and we got it, and we reached out. And I'm sure there will be more. And three of those guys they've reached out to, Bieniemy, Rams defense coordinator Brandon Staley, and Leslie Frazier, Bill's defensive coordinator, are playing this weekend. And so I'm guessing if they were to hire, say, a defensive head coach, maybe that defensive head coach would want to keep Tim Kelly. Mm. Deshaun Watson told us before how much he wanted Tim Kelly to stay and how great their relationship is. But whoever they hire is going to be given total control of the coaching staff as well as the game day roster. And, of course, Caserio had –
And, of course, Caserio will have personnel control, I think, is what John McClain was going to say here on Sports Radio 610. John McClain joining us after his conversation with Cal McNair. We'll get back to John in just a sec. I think the final thing I want to ask McClain before we go back to the phone lines is, straight up, do you believe that Jack Easterby is going to stay out of the personnel decisions? Do you believe that Nick Caserio is going to take over the personnel decisions? Because there's a lot of people that don't believe it. Like my man John Lopez, which I understand.
Yes.
I happen to believe it. I think the fans had something to do with that. I think they provided some accountability. And I think Nick Caserio knows better than anyone that Jack Easterby doesn't need to be doing that. So we'll see how that goes. That was John McClain presented by Horn Solutions right here on Sports Radio 610. Your reaction to what he had to say?
Well, the big question now is getting Deshaun Watson back into the fold. Clearly, you know, they've kept their text messages privately. I think they should probably have some sort of conversation, and I'm sure they will. Caserio in that conversation as well. It's turned into a Cal McNair story now, man. I mean, Cal is hitching his wagon to one guy.
I want to ask John this real quick. I think we got McClain back. John, do you believe that Nick Caserio is 100% going to be in charge of personnel and Jack Easterby is going to be doing something else? Do you believe when Cal tells you that? Because obviously you got to take it with a grain of salt. You've talked to athletes, owners, coaches for a while. Sometimes they tell you stuff and it doesn't end up being true. Do you truly believe? Because I'm trying to buy in here. I'm trying.
It's in his contract that he has control of all personnel.
Thank you.
And everything that comes under general manager, just like it was in Bill O'Brien's contract.
Now, how'd that work out?
Easterby is on the personnel side of the operation. Is he going to have an opinion on stuff? Everybody on the personnel side of the operation has opinion on stuff. But Caserio, in his 6-year, $30 million contract, has it clearly defined. He is in charge of this last week. and which McNair told us last week again today.
There we go. John McClain with us here, presented by Horn Solutions, Sports Radio 610. John, we appreciate you, man. Do you and Cal communicate on phone or via text? I'm kind of curious.
Well, number one, I communicate with everybody via text.
Okay. Do y'all send each other emojis at all?
No, I've never had an emoji from Cal McNair. Sometimes I'll go a month without having any communication with him. It's not like we're buddy-buddy and we talk every day. That's not the case, but I'm just glad I got him. He also addressed the Andre Johnson issue, and he had a great quote that's buried in my story in which he takes the blame for everything and apologizes to the fans. And so that's going to be my lead quote in my story in the Chronicle tomorrow.
There we go. Thank you very
Thank you guys very much.
And thank you very much for the apology, Cal. You owe me one, buddy. Yeah, you pissed Deshaun Watson off. You let King Bill take over, okay? I needed that apology. You know what? Might be on board with Cal, too. I'm just in a good mood today. 713-572-4610. Let's go to Lee. Lee, you're on In the Loop on Football Friday. Go ahead.
John, I agree with everything that you've said so far. And I don't know why everybody else cannot see it, but we are in trouble. I mean, we've already shown that Jack used to be, has all this power. Landry, you even said that he's the owner now. So how can he go from being the owner and then not having any type of say in personnel? I mean, Nick Caserio, you say he's over personnel, right?
Right.
But, and Jack used to be is going to go in the background. How did he start by getting all his power? He was maneuvering in the background. And now this guy is going to be here. And now think about this, right? If Nick Caserio is over personnel, every decision he makes now, people will always question if Jack Easterby played a hand in it.
Of course.
No matter what, we're going to question that because Jack Easterby is still going to be in the building. And if he goes back to his other role, another question we need to be asking that nobody's talking about is, what is that role going to be? He came in as a character coach, but if the players don't trust him and they don't even want to be involved with him, how is he going to even mentor them and do all that stuff like he says he was going to, like he was doing before?
Well, here, I'm glad you made
Nobody's
that point.
Nobody's talking about that.
Stuff, Lee.
I'm glad Lee made that point, and Landry, I'm even less encouraged after listening to John McClain than I was before. McClain dropped a little nugget in there.
Little nug?
He dropped a little nugget in there that might have gone over your head.
There's
not,
some purple
not
hairs
you.
There?
I'm talking about everybody.
There's
head.
Some purple hairs in there?
He said Jack Easterby.
Was it sticky?
He said Jack Easterby is in personnel.
Yeah, he's on that side of things, I guess.
He said he is on the personnel side. Well, so if we put it all together.
I think he means football side, though, right?
Right. He's on the football side.
Yeah.
So if we put all this together, where is the encouragement that you have? If he's, because we've been saying if he's able to keep him at bay, keep him at arm's length, maybe it can happen, and maybe so. But if you agree with me that Jack Easterby is kind of a
de facto owner,
a de facto owner, that he is in essence Nick Caserio's boss, even though it's not in writing because Nick Caserio owns him, and he's on the football side, that's not your average scout.
I think
that's not your average college director of college scouting saying, "Here's what I think we should do."
This guy is scouting.
But he's on the football side.
I think he's going to be one of those guys who goes to the meetings. He's one of those guys that goes to the competition meetings, all that type of stuff. I think that'll be the Easterby role. I think he's going to do everything that Cal doesn't.
But he's got
do.
More power. I mean, because he's got all these guys owe their jobs to him right now.
Yeah, we'll see. Look, if I find out Jack Easterby's making trades, then I'm going to change my tune. But I'm wiping the slate clean, and I'm going to trust in Caserio. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. If Jack Easterby's doing, moving forward, what he was doing before with King Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
I mean, McClain just pretty much confirmed he's on the football side.
For sure. We knew that, though, right?
Well, we figured.
He's not taking, like, the – he's not on the
well,
business
because
side,
remember,
right?
we also talked about maybe he's going to go back to operations or whatever.
Yeah.
No. He ain't doing that. He's on the football side.
Football ops.
And the general manager owes him.
Football
Yikes.
Ops.
You'll
Yikes.
Do the salary cap.
Yikes.
Come on. Shut your mouth, Figgy. 713-572-4610. Let's go to Marco. Marco, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
What's up, guys?
What hey,
I mean, a lot of points that Janice and the gentleman that called in earlier, I mean, I kind of agree with it. A lot of the things that Deshaun mentioned in his last press conference about somebody walking in the building, you know, thinking that they know a whole bunch of stuff, having a culture shift. Whether this guy stays or not, whether they bring in a different type of coach or whether they do end up getting beaten, I just don't see the aura in the building changing. And I think that down the road, it's going to affect a lot of players wanting to come here. It's going to affect the just everything within the facility. So, I mean, yeah, whether the owner wants to admit, you know, that that these guys don't have it in to what am I trying to say?
You're good.
I don't know. Appreciate you. Sorry, man. I can't finish the sentence for you, but appreciate the call. I think he makes some good points. Look, man, like he's right. If players stop wanting to come here, then that will be a problem. If players in the locker room are pissed off, then that will be a problem. Getting Deshaun Watson to buy in is going to be the first step for Nick Caserio. And then the two things that this organization needs more than anything are a coach that can coach his way out of a paper bag, mm-hmm. not some butt chin blowhard sitting there acting like he invented football mm-hmm. when his offense sucks.
It's not my job.
And a guy who can make trades and a guy who can make personnel moves. That's the two most important things.
Absolutely.
So Nick Caserio has to make those decisions and he has to hire the right coach, and then everything will take care of itself if number four is on board.
Yeah, and what you're saying is give this new regime a chance. And I feel a lot of confidence in Nick Caserio. If Brandon Staley's the coach, I have a lot of confidence in him. But we all know that Maya Angelou quote, you know.
Who?
Maya Angelou.
Who that?
She's one of the greatest poets in history.
Come on, how you ain't gonna know her?
I have no idea who that is.
We all know. You know the quote, even if you don't know that Maya Angelou said it.
Don't put
Figgy,
too much pressure on me.
I bet you can finish this quote for
me. Don't put too much pressure on me.
I put that pressure on me.
I bet you can finish this quote for me. When someone shows you who they are,
let them.
Believe them. When someone shows you who they are, believe them. Jack Easterby has shown us who he is. It's not going to change.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Deshaun Watson, apparently on board. He is going to have a say in who the coach is going to be. Could that coach be Eric Bieniemy? We'll hear from Eric Bieniemy next. We'll also hear from the Loopholes. It's think tank time, baby. A lot of thoughts going through the air on Football Friday, presented by the greatness of Carbach and Hoppadillo. Think Tank next.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610, presented by Carbach's Hoppadillo IPA. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
All right, Jack Easterby not going anywhere. Deshaun Watson apparently getting a little more power. This according to John McClain of the Houston Chronicle. Eric Bieniemy. A lot of hype around Eric Bieniemy potentially being the head coach of the Houston Texans. We know Brandon Staley is going to get an interview. Eric Bieniemy got that charisma. He was at the podium yesterday for the Kansas City Chiefs in anticipation of their Sunday matchup with the Cleveland Browns, which you'll hear right here on Sports Radio 610. Just listen to how my man starts the press conference and how he talks about these distractions, trying to get a head coaching job and chase that second Super Bowl ring at the same time. Here's Eric Bieniemy.
Hey, Coach, we're ready whenever you are.
All right, good afternoon. I know it's been a few weeks, but hopefully everyone has remained safe. Hopefully everyone's families are safe as well. Feels good to be back on out on the practice field. Our guys last week had an opportunity to get back to some fundamentals, some things that we felt that we needed to work on to help us moving forward. On top of that, we got guys getting re-energized and getting a little bit more excited about the opportunity that we're going to face this week. So with all that said, I'm all ears.
In your time, how did the job interviews go, and what was your biggest takeaway from virtually meeting with, I believe it was 5 of 6 teams?
Well, Herbie, let me just say this, okay? First of all, it was an honor and a privilege, but that's not what we're here for. All right, we're here to talk about the Cleveland Browns. And you've heard us talk about this before. We eliminate all distractions, okay? At the end of the day, my focus and attention is on the Cleveland Browns. This is a great team, and they're playing some great ball. So we're looking forward to this challenge. I know our guys are fired up and excited. Now it's time to get out there and produce and show exactly what we're about.
There you go. Eric Bieniemy.
Impressive.
There. Ready to go. Ready to go. No distractions. We'll see what happens with the Chiefs. I think that's going to be an interesting matchup. We'll get into that around the NFL. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. I'm going to trust Caserio to do what he's going to do. I think he's going to be able to win over Deshaun Watson. I think the process is going to change. I do want to make this clear. And I think we need to take this into account when we're talking about the timeline of Deshaun Watson being unhappy. He was unhappy, not that Caserio got hired, but that Cal McNair did not communicate with him. So Nick Caserio, it's a weird situation to walk into, but he's not the guy who created this communication problem. This was created by Cal McNair making a mistake. And by the way, John McClain, little interesting nugget with his conversation with McNair. McNair actually apologized for the way everything has gone. I appreciate that, Cal.
Yeah, thank you. But to your point, while you are absolutely right, he was upset with the communication. That wasn't all that he was upset with. This was a Jack Easterby story as much for Deshaun as anything, and we know it because Andre Johnson basically said, since Jack Easterby has gotten here, nothing good has happened, and there he is just a couple hours later, shoulder-to-shoulder liking the tweet and shoulder-to-shoulder with Andre taking a picture. That wasn't an accident. That wasn't some sort of, we kind of laid out a few things yesterday that I have heard talking to a couple of people around the NFL. I know it wasn't an accident, okay? I know it was. It wasn't an accident that he took that picture with Andre.
The other question, though, and I think this is another thing, I think it could be the Deshaun stand your ground was obviously a reaction to Deshaun Watson being upset with the communication and all that type of stuff. But I think it's also possible, and hell, maybe you can guide this direction since, you know, you seem to know some things, sir. It does seem like Andre Johnson might have his own beef with Easterby, too, that's separate from Deshaun Watson because he was in the building.
Absolutely.
So I think you can separate the two as well.
Yeah.
You can connect the two, but I think you can also separate the two and assume that Andre Johnson has a separate beef with Jack Easterby than maybe even Deshaun does.
But it's two different beefs with the same guy. You know, where's the what's the common denominator here? Jack Easterby.
I put the Deshaun beef with Cal. Am I making a mistake?
I do not. I don't think you're making a mistake. I think he has a beef with Cal. I just don't think that's it. That's only it.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Let's get a little think tank started here on Football Friday presented by the greatness of Hopadillo and Carbach. Let's go to Lamont. Lamont, you're on In the Loop on Football Friday. Go ahead.
So, man, I got thoughts. First of all, I agree with you, Landry, but I also agree with Lopez, too. I think it's a whole bunch of things going on. And let me just get right to it, man. I don't think that Easter is going to be involved in Caserio's business, in his job. What I really think was really happening before our eyes, I think that Cal McNair don't have a connection with the team. And I think that Easterby is going to damn near be a personal assistant, a conduit between the team and Cal McNair. In other words, his position should be changed from BP to just Cal McNair's personal assistant. And my last thing, guys, before you cut me off, and I've just really been thinking about this, I think Deshaun Watson is really mad. From everything that I looked at and seen, I think that he's really mad that O'Brien is gone.
Ooh.
O'Brien was his boy. I know that's far out for you guys to even comprehend. Everything, the way he liked Tim Kelly, and after they got smoked by the Chiefs in name, he was talking about, I run through a wall for this guy. Everything seems like he's really mad about Bill O'Brien being gone. I know that's crazy because a lot of us don't like Bill O'Brien, but including J.J. Watt. But you never heard Deshaun Watson say anything bad about – well, you haven't heard Deshaun Watson say anything bad about anybody, but he hasn't been out there train criticizing Bill O'Brien at all. And, in fact, after his press after Bill O'Brien got fired, he was the only one that he communicated with Bill O'Brien. He sent him a text. That's all I have, fellas.
Look, I don't think that's
nobody's
altogether.
Nobody's talking about guy.
I don't think that's altogether a horrible opinion.
Man.
Well, hold on. Let me explain.
No, it's not crazy.
Let me explain this. You and I, I'm assuming on you, but I know I've had bosses that I liked. Good dudes, you know. That's no offense. My only bosses have all been men, but I've had bosses that I liked, but they were incompetent, right? So you can have both things true.
Sorry to Sarah Frazier. I kind of thought our boss right now was a woman.
No, I meant my immediate boss.
Okay.
Sarah knows how I feel about
it.
But look, I'm talking about, you know, yeah, you like him. I think Deshaun likes Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien did everything for Deshaun, man. I mean, he, you know, that was his meal ticket. But I think Deshaun Watson also realized they needed to change. So both things could be true there. Right? Haven't you ever had a boss?
Man, if Deshaun comes out and says, Bill O'Brien is gone and that's why I'm upset.
No.
Ship his ass out.
Yeah, he's like, come on now.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. You're on the Football Friday think tank. Go ahead.
I think that.
You're on the Football Friday think tank. Go.
Man, I think, Landry, you're missing the point.
Oh, wow.
Watson expressed discontent that he was unhappy with the culture and leadership from basically the entire year. And people knowing that the role was bigger than what there should have been, it's bigger than a communication issue. It's definitely way bigger than a communication issue. So you got to come up with a different take on that.
Oh, thanks, dude. I got to come up with a different take.
You got to do better,
Landry. Told you.
No, you got to do better,
Landry. I was
Landry.
Missing the point. I got it now. Shout out to the loopholes. Let's go back to the think tank. You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I think when Deshaun tweeted, the more thing after Casario got hired, he tweeted, the more things change, .. Mm-hmm. I think it's – I'm curious what you guys think that means. To me, I think it is two people of color, Omar Khan and Louis Riddick, both got interviewed for the job. And who got hired? A white guy. And it leads to John McClain saying he thinks that a minority is going to be hired as head coach. That makes me think Deshaun is a little pissed that about that, and that's why.
Hey, when did McClain say that? I'm just asking.
He said it. He specifically said it. He said it in that quote. And I want to say it might have been on your show, but he said exactly the phrase, I believe the Texans will hire a minority.
I got to quit zoning McClain
he
out.
He said it.
I got to quit zoning McClain out. No, you're not. You're not the first person that has said that he said that. I just don't. I didn't remember him saying it, and he has the three appearances. Appreciate you, man. Race car! I don't know. I thought it was the communication, but maybe there's that. We'll see. We still got to hear from Deshaun. 713-572-4610.
Kind of heard something from him a little while ago, but we'll get to that in a little bit.
You're on the Football Friday think tank. Go ahead.
Hey, man. Good show. Wishing you guys a happy and healthy 2021. Real quick, I just want to say with the whole thing, if Deshaun is happy, that's cool, but you also got to keep in account the other players in the locker room as well. How do they feel about Jack Easterby? Because also, Deshaun cannot play defense and all that stuff. And another thing, if Jack Easterby is taking over the team and he wants a coach to listen to him, y'all got to be careful, because it looked like hearing Eric Bieniemy, he's not that type of guy to play that stuff, because he wants stuff to go his way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You are 100% right. That's why, as much as I think a lot of people are down, and it would go a long way toward helping Deshaun and his mood, so to speak, if Eric Bieniemy is hired, I think it's a big ask right now, given some of the other things we've seen.
713-572-4610 to get in. You're on the Football Friday think tank. Go ahead.
I think that Jack Easterby is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Texans but by him.
What a troll. What a troll, Ocho.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that if you're a company that adds an accessory to your product that is now defective, then you owe your customers an explanation on why you want to keep their product. But they're not, because they are who we think they are, and we want to let them off the hook.
Pour one out for Dennis Green.
Not a baby.
Rest in peace.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Looking back in 20 years, who will be more reviled, Bud Adams or Cal McNair?
You know, you're not the first to say that, and he's getting mentioned with him a lot more.
Wow. Yeah. You're on the think tank. Go.
I have a way that we can simplify this. So can we all agree that since Easterby got here that he hasn't made one good decision?
We can agree on that.
Yeah.
Unless
he hired Casario.
It comes down to who we hire as the head coach. So if we hire a good head coach like Staley, Bieniemy, Brady, then we know Easterby didn't have anything to do with it, because that's a good decision.
Hey. Hey. Hey, I can get on board with that. You're on the Think Tank Football Friday edition. Go ahead.
Go.
Go.
Oh, well.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think they need to call Joe Osteen and tell him they found his boy, Jack Easterby. He walked into the wrong building.
Shout out to Preston Wood. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think you ready?
Go. We're ready. Go.
Okay, I think Alabama starts out 0-4 and Bill O'Brien gets fired.
No comment on that.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, you know what Bill O'Brien just said. F you, too. You suck, too.
You're about to say the mother effer part.
He edited himself well.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think having Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence in the same division as us is scary, no matter what head coach we hire.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the Jags are going to make a massive leap.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking 1-8, one win to 8 wins.
They also have going to be massive. $76 million in cap space.
Do you think there's a chance? I think it really comes down to this, because I think they have some weapons. They just didn't have a quarterback that could get it to them. They have Chenault. They have Colin Johnson. They have DJ Chark. They have Robinson, who won a lot of people fantasy leagues this year. They have a pretty good offensive line. Do you think Trevor Lawrence will be as good as Justin Herbert his rookie year?
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
You're talking about an 8-win team. Yes, I do.
And because, again, that money, he's going to be able to bolster the roster and all those draft picks with some real players.
I think a lot of people are going to want to go there, too. 713-572-4610. You're on the Football Friday Think Tank. Go.
I think that this former regime had Jack Easterby. I think this former regime wanted Nick Caserio. So where the hell's the actual culture change?
Right.
Well, Casario's here. Would that be the change, right?
Well, he's talking about the culture, though. The culture comes from Cal and Easterby.
But Casario's here.
Yeah.
The culture changes if Nick Caserio drafts well, correct? If the coach is good,
well, you know how
and they draft
like,
well, then the culture changes,
the
right?
Culture comes from examples, not from like a statement. You know? So you have to have players that develop the culture and a coach who develops it over time. But yeah, no, I agree with that.
You're just tuning in. Jack Easterby not going anywhere. If you were listening from the very beginning, we told you that, and you should have known it from the beginning. That's why you keep it locked here on In the Loop on Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Let's go back to the Think Tank. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think I know, but I'm trying to end a relationship. The best thing to do is just send a text.
Thank you. It's okay to it's okay to break up via text. Don't let anyone tell you different. There is no reason to be sitting there in front of each other. It is okay to break up via text.
Depends on how long the relationship
is. I broke up via note in high school.
But
via note.
Of course you did.
We were together for 3 years.
Well, that's
via note.
Then you're a horrible person.
Had a girlfriend by third period.
What did I say yesterday?
Shout out to Tiffany Saunders. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I'm thinking that Deshaun Watson's thinking. Mikhail McNair's dad said, "Don't let the prisoner run the jail," and that's really hurting him right now.
Well, I don't know. If that were a problem, then that probably should have been brought up before last weekend.
Yeah.
If that were the problem, and that would actually be a non-Easterby issue too. So I don't know about that. I think that might be a little bit of a reach. 713-572-4610. You are on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, what happened to this dream team committee that was supposed to be formed to find a GM and a coach?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
It's a good question. What was it called again? Corn Ferry?
Corn Ferry is not that's not the committee. He was talking about the committee with Andre.
Oh, yeah.
Who I've heard nobody even spoke with from there. You know, Dungy and all those. Corn Ferry, too. Those guys were kind of spurned as well. Uh-oh.
You're on the Think Tank. Go. Go.
I think that Deshaun Watson needs a defensive-minded coach. We saw what he was able to do this year with offense. The reason we lost so many games was because of defense.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
They need to know how to run the rock, too. Which, by the way, there's reports that if Brandon Staley comes here, he's taking San Francisco's run game coordinator, Mr. McDaniel, with him.
Yeah.
Saleh took the pass game coordinator. Reports that Staley would dip in to that Shanahan tree and bring the run game coordinator with him. That'd be nice.
Yeah, it'd be very nice.
Be very, very nice. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Let's go around the NFL.
Let's do it.
I cannot wait for this weekend. I cannot wait for this weekend. There are two two-piece combos that I am very, very, very excited about. Let's talk about them. Let's localize them. Let's enjoy them. Let's get ready for them before you hear them right here on Sports Radio 610. Around the league next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.